morning, boys and girls. And, well, so I want to ask you a question. So how many of you had to do something that you really don't want to do? Well, some of the people. Okay, good. Okay, anyway, so this happened to me when I went on a mission trip to England 2 years ago. So we went on a mission trip to England to hold a Bible seminar for about 2 weeks. And before it happened, we had to gather some people. So we decided to make some flyers and give it out to people on the street. And it was a street where there's a lot of people and there's shops everywhere. And people are really, really busy all the time. So we were trying to do it, and our leader asked me if I wanted to play my violin in the middle of the street so people can see us and pay attention to us or something. Yeah, but for me, I thought only people who are homeless or who are on the streets plays violin on the streets. So I was like, well, I don't think I really want to do this, so I really don't want to do this. I told her, and I even hid my violin under the couch, and I hid it with the suitcases and blocked them so they cannot see it. And I came outside, and I had this stack of flyers to give it out to people. And I was trying and trying, but people are all busy and doing their stuff, trying to buy their stuff. They're all like, well, I have to get that and that, so they're not paying attention to us. And I was trying to give them the flyers, but they would keep on rejecting them. And I was being discouraged each time, and I was like, should I do it this time or no? Not this person, maybe next one. And then I was keep on getting discouraged. And some other people were doing a really good job giving out flyers. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing very well at this. And I was really sad. And then I looked back at my leader, and somehow she found the violin. I thought I hit it pretty well. And I'm pretty sure God helped her to find the violin because it was really hidden very well. Anyways, so I was like, well, I still don't want to play the violin. And I was like, okay, I'll try some more. But every single one, people refused to have it. So I was like, well, I have this option and the violin option. But I don't think this option is working very well, so might as well just try the other one. So I just pulled out my violin, and I started playing Amazing Grace. And people just passed by, and they were just not paying attention to me anyways. And I'm like, okay, I'll just keep on playing anyways. And I just kept on playing. And 20 feet away from me, there was this old woman, and she was I could see her, and she was very distinctible to my eyes because everyone was moving really fast, and she was just standing there for 20 seconds. So I was like, maybe she's listening to my music. So I just kept on playing. And a few seconds later, she sat on the nearest bench. So I was like, I wonder what she's doing, because she wasn't facing me. So I was like, maybe she's not listening to me. I don't know what she's doing. But I was keep on playing as I played, and I saw her wiping off a tear from her eyes. I was like, oh, maybe this music touched her. Well, and I know it was not because my music was so great. I know that God worked through her to through me to make her be touched. And so I was supposed to bring a Bible verse, but okay. So God has gave you guys all different talents. And my talent was not obviously giving up flyers because I was not good at it. But I was able to touch other person's mind through God. And I hope you guys use your talents for God. Thank you for listening. You may go back to your seat.
Amen.